Sunday morning. It's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. We're excited to be here this morning with you. And my name's Kate Doherty, and my co-host Keely Reger is actually joining us on the road this morning on her way to Mizzou. To Columbia, Missouri, somewhere there for a doctor's appointment for her kiddo. We've kind of stepped you guys through that a little bit, but we're going to pray for some really good answers this morning for you, Keely.
Thank you. It's kind of like, where's Waldo? It's where's Kate? Where's Keely? Because lately, both of us have been on these crazy journeys trying to figure out what we need to do, the next steps for our kids. So I'm just thrilled that technology allows us in this day and age to do what we're doing today and for me to be able to be a part of this. So I'm excited to talk to Michelle, so why don't you go for it?
Well, yeah, so we do have a special guest today. Her name is Michelle Adams, and she is one of Down Country's iLearn recipients. Oh, and we have another special guest. Michelle, you brought somebody with you.
I did bring somebody with me. I brought my son, Lucas Adams.
Ooh.
And he will be a junior at Quincy Senior High this year.
Oh, hey, Lucas.
Hello.
Hi. So, Michelle is the mother of not one, not two, not three, but four amazing children, and one of whom, Mr. Lucas here, happens to rock an autism diagnosis.
He does rock an autism diagnosis, and we have returned recently from a trip to Minnesota to Mall of America, one of Lucas's favorite destinations, because there are 13 elevators in the Mall of America, and I believe we hit all 13 of them a couple of weeks ago. And we are looking forward to a trip to the St. Louis Zoo tomorrow to kind of cap off our summer.
Oh, that sounds great.
Have to agree with Lucas, because I lived up in Minnesota for 4 years, and the Mall of America was my favorite, too. So lots of cool stuff.
It was cool for all of us.
Cool. Yeah.
So we're also excited. Keely, Michelle is a teacher at Quincy Junior High. She's teaching sixth grade English language arts. And again, she's one of Down Country's iLearn recipients. And personally, the conference she chose, I was so excited about, because she went to the National Conference on Differentiated Instruction. And basically, differentiated instruction, for anybody who isn't familiar with that term, is basically tailoring your teaching strategies and your techniques to individual needs. And so, first of all, Michelle, I'm going to let you roll with this, because so you went to this conference. It was out in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was the first time we'd sent anybody, and mm-hmm. you said you absolutely loved it.
It was an amazing conference just from the beginning. I'm getting chills just remembering back. I'm looking here through my notes, and when you leave this conference, you have such information overload. And so I'm looking here through my notes, remembering the different sessions I attended and the people I talked to. And so it's all coming back to me and things I want to do in my classroom. But I was telling Kate, one of the most amazing things about this conference is, first of all, I'm out of the Midwest. We do have a lot of excellent conferences in our area, but it was neat to step out of my comfort zone and meet teachers from different areas. One of the teachers I talked to teaches on a Native American reservation. So just the different situations that he comes upon and different practices that they have to do for their students. And I talked to two teachers from California. One teaches second grade and one teaches sixth grade. And most of their students are Spanish speaking. So the different situations and practices and techniques that they have to use in their classroom compared to mine, and just talking to different people and different teachers from different areas that have such, and I keep saying the word different, but it was differentiated instruction, just different situations in their classrooms.
Well, yeah, and Keely, one of the things that I thought was really cool, because I said, oh, this is the hope. This is, you know, really why we do what we do. She said, you know, here in the tri-state, you know, you collaborate a lot, or she talks to other teachers. And she said, mm-hmm. but our base is really similar. You know, we're all looking at whatever the situation or issue or learning technique is, they're coming at it from the same angle, because they mm-hmm. for the most part, they share really similar backgrounds. And she said this was one of the things on a professional level to meet people who were able, it was so radically different than what she's used to right here in the tri-states that it helped her brain kind of reset and look at some different techniques and strategies from a totally different angle than what she would have looked at them before.
Oh, I love that. And I think that just right there epitomizes why we what we do and why we say it has to be national and international conferences for the island recipients, because it allows them to go outside the comfort zone, as you said, Michelle, and it allows you to gain access to other professionals that see things that we don't get to see in this area.
And that's exactly right. That was it. And those three teachers stand out to me so much. But there were other teachers that I spoke to also. And just when they would put us into groups, and I think teachers are probably the worst people to have in a session, you know, because we just want to talk and we want to collaborate. We want to find out the situations of our other teachers. So they would give us 2 minutes to talk on a certain topic. Well, we would talk about that for about 30 seconds and then kind of expand on our own backgrounds. And it was interesting. You know, I walked in thinking I'm going to learn from these people, but it was also so cool for them to ask about my classroom and what are the dynamics in my room and with my students. So I was, you know, expressing different things to them as well, because they haven't had my situations or my teaching experience.
Exactly. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I know. It makes it really, she made my heart happy when she came. And then the other part that she talked about is, well, basically being able to bring home all of the information and material. She's got a notebook full of it, but then also talking about, you know, she went in expecting to get experience for her classroom, but she didn't really think about the broader application for Lucas and the information that she'll be able to share to help his instructional strategies and techniques, which is, you know, again, makes my parent-teacher heart happy.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Exactly. One of the sessions I attended was called an inclusion classroom session, and I have an inclusion classroom, and I have my 8th and 9th hours. And the whole purpose of the session that I attended, and I had this written in my notes, is to prepare children to lead productive, independent lives as members of the adult community.
Yes.
And that's mm-hmm. exactly it. Not just looking at my 6th graders, but my son is a junior.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, we're looking at graduation here soon. And he mentions all the time, because he turns 16 in March, I want to have a job. What can I do for a job? And he was looking for that this summer, something to do. And so this just really hit home with me that it's not just for my students, but it's also for my son.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it really makes you look at the big picture, because Kate and I talk about this all the time, that, you know, each teacher is looking at what the grade they're teaching or the class they're teaching. But if we can all look at the big picture of what that's going to mean for them once they graduate, because life goes on for a very long time, and this is just a blip on the screen in actuality. So I think that's really cool to be able to apply that and prepare students for that next step.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And part of this is differentiated instruction, is meeting the needs of all different students. And, you know, I also mm-hmm. have a daughter who's a senior. So this same goal fits her, even though she doesn't have a SPED mm-hmm. diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this is right. not just for Lucas. This is also for my girls and for, you know, all of our students, that their
Absolutely.
Education. Right. Their education is such a small time of their lives. What are we going to do for them for the rest of their lives?
Man, I love that.
I love it. I think so oftentimes that cross application is missed. And I can't believe it. We're already to the almost the end of our first segment. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're here with Michelle Adams. She's talking about the National Conference on Differentiated Instruction she attended. She's a proud parent and a teacher at Quincy Junior High, and we're excited to have her. We'll be back in just a bit. You've been listening to Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything on WEGM News Talk 105.1 FM. Be back in a bit.
Calling all self-advocates, family members, and professionals who are interested in applying for Downcountry scholarships. Applications open on September 14th. Go to upatdowncountry.com for more information and to obtain a scholarship application. Still have questions? Call 217-617-3568, and Kate Doherty will guide you through the process. Don't delay. This is an amazing opportunity to gain access to national and international conferences to further your knowledge and receive CEUs. Visit upatdowncountry.com today.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Downcountry, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568. 217-617-3568 or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag Every Child.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. And I hope you're having a blessed Sunday morning. We certainly are. We are here with our special guest, Michelle Adams, and her son, Lucas, as she is a teacher who's just returned from the Differentiated Instruction, a national conference. And anyway, we are just really enjoying listening to what she learned and how she's going to apply it in her classroom. But over the break, Keely and I asked her, like, kind of what was one of the messages that really hit home with her, both as a teacher and as a parent, because she wears both those hats. And before the break, she was talking about how all of this is cross-applicable. She has four children. This isn't just about Lucas, who rocks an autism diagnosis. This is about all four of her kids and what kind of strategies and techniques she can use to help all of them be the best they can be. And what that looks like, not just quote-unquote from her sixth grade English language teaching position, but what does that look like lifetime down the road? What are those tools that she needs to give them? And I just loved it. So please, Michelle, continue.
Okay, one of the things that we talked about in my inclusion classroom session was voice. Mm-hmm. To give students the confidence, the leadership, and the opportunities for the future, because like we mentioned before the break, is their education is such a short amount of time. We have to prepare them for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And along with this is the possibility of putting students with special needs into a gen ed classroom so that they can learn how to function in our gen ed society, mm-hmm. like we had talked about. And with Lucas, sometimes he struggles in his cross cat room, and his teachers will mention that to me. Sometimes, are there any ideas, anything that you can think of that would work with him? And, you know, sometimes I have no idea. I'm mm-hmm. completely clueless. And like the old saying is, if you've seen one kid with autism, you've seen one kid with autism. And so what may work for him one day may not work for him another day. And right now it's a full moon, so pretty much nothing works for about these 3 to 5 days. But it is an idea I'm going to suggest to his teachers is he has science class and he has history class. What if he spends some time in a gen ed classroom to see how a gen ed room works? And, you know, Kate and I had talked about the quote unquote word normal, that in our society there is no quoted normal, you know, mm-hmm. setting anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so to put him in there and to see how he would function in there, because as he does graduate and he wants to look for a job, he needs to learn how to function in our society.
Yeah. Well, and if you've listened to the show at all, right, Keely, you know that I like the F word, free, but I do not like the N word in any capacity as far as any of the connotations that go along with it, because
correct.
What is normal? Somebody's going to have to define that for me because I don't know what that is.
Correct. And I think, Kate, you and I talk a lot about preparing versus protecting. And I think that kind of falls into this realm where we have to prepare all of our kids, typical and non-typical. And so those that maybe need to access different resources or access different settings to be able to be prepared for that big, bad world out there, we've got to start now. And I think it's an awesome idea to be able to do that. And so the more that we can prepare versus protect, they're going to be ready for that next step.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And there is no normal anymore. Mm-hmm. There is...
Agreed.
You know, and as our students and our own kids get older, we're going to have to prepare for that future. And that was just one of the things that really stood out in this session. Like I said, it was to lead productive, independent lives as members of our adult community. And that's just it, not for, just for my students or, you know, for Lucas and my girls, but just that they can function in the outside world and that they can be productive members.
Well, and I think one of the things that you mentioned on break, you said this isn't just about kids with a SPED diagnosis. There's this benefit to quote-unquote typical students as well who aren't rocking that diagnosis, because at the end of the day, if you're going to become a productive adult within the tri-state area community, it would be best if you learned how to be a kind person too.
And so, absolutely.
So, you know, I think the benefit is a two-way street. You know, in a general education classroom, are we, with differentiated instruction, are we modeling quote-unquote good, typical peer behavior? Yes, we are. But on the other hand, are we teaching those quote-unquote typical peers how to be good people at the same time? Yeah, we are. And so I think it's really exciting that they really emphasize this at the conference. I think that's great.
Agreed.
And this fits right into our middle school concept at Quincy Junior High, and this just popped in my mind, that we have a team concept. So I am Six Blue. Mm-hmm. And in our team concept and in our team, there are 150 students. And we are all in one hallway. All our classrooms are right there except for their special classes like PE and art. And we're all in that area. So we get to know these 150 students. And with language arts, it's a two-hour block. So I have two blocks of language arts, and another language arts teacher has the other students. So we are teaching them a team concept right from the beginning. They know who's on their team. They know what adults they can go to if they need to. Mm-hmm. And so we're already, when they come in as sixth graders, we're already teaching them that it does take a team. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not on their own. There are five of us teachers watching out for them, plus all the, you know, special classes teachers. So we're all there for them and part of the team. So I think we're integrating that into our classrooms that, you know, to be kind to each other, to work as a team. If somebody's down, pick them up. If somebody's having a bad day, help them out. And we're already starting that at sixth grade, which is just a great concept for them. And as they go through seventh and eighth grade, so they have those skills before we send them on to high school.
You know, last week, Michelle, we had Barb Speckhardt on, and she was talking about the transformational aspects of technology. And one of the things I think that is interesting about what you're presenting here today is talking about really, like, when you first start working as a team with a group of teachers, it doesn't always feel natural to you. However, again, following that transformational feeling, like as you get more used to it and as you begin to teach the kids, it really is much more how our tri-state community works. I mean, if you belong to a church or a group within the tri-state community, I mean, we watch each other's backs. And so personally, I really like the team approach to teaching that they've adopted there, simply because I think from an adult and from a student perspective, it's helping teach our role model of how we live life. I mean, that's what we do, isn't it? I mean, as a community.
That's exactly it. And our principal, Mr. Sparrow, always pushes the idea of building relationships. He says, you know, the students may not remember what you teach. They may not, you know, remember what a noun is or, mm-hmm. you know, how to diagram a sentence or whatever. And he keeps saying, you know, but building those relationships, they will remember those relationships. Mm-hmm. And that's just it. From this whole conference, it is about building relationships with teachers in Arizona and California, building relationships with our students, them building relationships with each other, and also doing that within our own family, too. And so all of this, I think, just comes back to giving our students the confidence, the leadership that they need, giving them a voice through all these relationships that we build with them.
So, Keely, I wish you were here with us, because I would, I, Lucas has been listening to his mom speak, and he has been nodding his head. And I don't know if you guys heard it on the radio or not, but he said, yeah, yeah. And I think it's really important. I think kids would agree. Like, that teacher who can reach out and touch their lives and help supply them where they are at, that's important. Oh, and whoops, I guess we're coming to the close of the second segment. Michelle had to point out my timer to me. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back because this is just a great, passionate discussion. And this is hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything on WGM News Talk 105.1. And we'll be right back. Enjoy your Sunday so far. Okay. Say bye, Lucas.
Bye.
Calling all self-advocates, family members, and professionals who are interested in applying for Downcountry scholarships. Applications open on September 14th. Go to upatdowncountry.com for more information and to obtain a scholarship application. Still have questions? Call 217-617-3568 and Kate Doherty will guide you through the process. Don't delay. This is an amazing opportunity to gain access to national and international conferences to further your knowledge and receive CEUs. Visit upatdowncountry.com today.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down Country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. upatdowncountry.com. upatdowncountry.com or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
Welcome back. It's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. I'm Kate Doherty. Keely Rager is joining us via phone because she's on her way taking her daughter to some medical treatments. And anyway, we're here with Michelle Adams, who's a teacher at Quincy Junior High, her son Lucas, who happens to rock an autism diagnosis. But Michelle just got back from the Differentiated Instruction Conference in Las Vegas. And in case you've been listening and are interested in some of her information, just email info@upatdowncountry.com and we will hook you up with Michelle, and she's happy to share. She has access to all the handouts and the information. Again, if you're interested in hearing more about this conference, email info@upatdowncountry.com. And you can also find that if you forget the email, just go to upatdowncountry.com via the website and you should be able to get that, and we will connect you with Michelle. But when we were on the break, she had some techniques. That was engagement.
Right. It was a session on engagement, and they had the ABCs, which was affective, behavioral, and cognitive, which basically just means affective is their emotional reaction. And like I was talking about earlier, especially with this being a full moon, my own son, Lucas, his emotions are kind of crazy right now during full moon time. So yes, it is a myth, but it's also some truth to that myth. Another one is behavioral. It's just their behaviors in the classroom, behavior in real life, and my son's smiling at me right now saying, no, no, everything's great. And then, of course, cognitive, so brain development, which, you know, in watching my son from when I knew that there was an issue when he was 6 months old and watching him now that he's 16, is to see that brain development and see the different improvements in him. And also one of the things we had talked about was technology. And I'm sitting here watching my son right now send texts to people. Without technology, without his cell phone, I don't think that he could communicate with other people. He is very verbal, but his conversation skills are not there. And so through his cell phone, he texts everybody. And sometimes he gets responses, sometimes he doesn't. But it doesn't matter to him because he's making those connections to people. And he, you know, talks to our relatives in St. Louis. He likes to text Kate, nobody eats today.
You know, I like getting my Lucas text. Yeah.
So he
sometimes.
He connects with everybody. And I think without that technology, that connection wouldn't be there for him. And it opens up his world to so many more opportunities as well.
Well, yeah, that's his voice.
Exactly. That's his voice.
And when you're looking at lifetime down the road, that technology opens up so many possibilities. I said, Keely.
I'm not counting, Kate.
But it opens up so many possibilities. And I think that sometimes I'll see posts or, you know, read articles and people, I understand there are people out there who are very anti-technology. And you know what? If you live a life that technology is optional for you, well, then how about you say thank you to God that it's optional for you? Because for those of us who have children that need it to access the world or to access content, technology is not it's not optional for us. I mean, this is the lens through which Lucas is able to access the world.
And I would really argue, I know I'm interjecting here, but I would argue that technology is not going to be optional for most people very long.
Mm-hmm.
Because we kind of spoke about this before, in a day and age when flip phones, and my mom is laughing sitting next to me because she has a flip phone, that, you know, that's how kids are communicating these days. That's how we're communicating with other professionals. That's how we're doing our work. And there's just so many options there that I can see where it's not going to be an option.
Well, and I'm laughing because I use a calculator, you know, bills and
exactly.
Do that. So I'm using technology. But I do, yeah. Akili, I can't say enough for what I think it the possibilities it opens for kids who learn life differently. And also, with the National Down Syndrome Congress, there's a large group of self-advocates that we've gotten to be friends with, that all of us here,
right.
Keely, Michelle, and I have all gotten to really get to know. And one of the things about this is, if adults don't have that ability to engage in those relationships, to communicate, to fully access life, it gets very lonely. And that would not be a world that I would want for my child or for any child, you know, in their adult life. So I am so grateful that Lucas has a cell phone and that we have this technology that helps our adults be able to engage in those interpersonal relationships that are so vitally important to all of us.
Exactly.
Agreed.
And one of the main things I took away from this conference was to identify strengths.
Mm.
And, you know, not just our students, but in each other as well as part of those relationships. And Lucas's teachers all the way back from pre-K on with, you know, Kathy Schwartz and Denise Moore and Lori Miles, that was their whole focus from when he started pre-K at 3 years old, mm-hmm. find his strengths.
Yeah.
And, you know, so this conference gave me, you know, to teach them to have their voice, whether it's through technology, whether it's through whatever, to give them their voice and to get those skills for the rest of their lives.
Fortune 500 companies for years have concentrated on their employees, on finding what their employees' strengths are. And when you focus on where the strengths are, I think it gives you a much broader base from which to grow.
Right, exactly.
Keely?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here. I'm like, this is good conversation. I'm loving it. I'm driving to the countryside. This is a good conversation. Because this is exactly what you and I talk about in our conversations, Kate. And this is just, you know, we're putting it out there over the way, or radio waves, because we want other people talking about this. We want them realizing that it's a new day and age, and we all need to jump in with both feet and access the technology that allows everyone to engage in those relationships and have a full life.
I agree totally. I couldn't agree more, as a matter of fact. However, it's time to come to a close. Michelle, thank you for being here. Keely, God bless and best of luck today. Lucas,
you
are awesome. And ladies and gentlemen, it's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. Have a blessed Sunday. Every day.